Welcome to episode 2 of the Timeless Tactics Podcast, your path to unstoppable growth, where we explore the principles of Stoic philosophy and how they can empower us to face life's challenges with resilience and poise. Today, we'll discuss how adopting a Stoic mindset can help us cultivate inner strength, remain grounded in adversity, and find clarity amid chaos. Whether you're navigating personal struggles or professional setbacks, this episode will offer practical insights to help you persevere and thrive. Thank you for joining us. Let's begin. Stoicism in the face of adversity. Welcome to today's episode. My name is Daniel, and I work on the team at Timeless Tactics. We uncover the timeless wisdom of Stoicism and its power to guide us through adversity. Picture this: you're facing a challenge that feels insurmountable, the kind that tests your patience, strength, and endurance. How do you find the clarity and resolve to move forward? This is where the philosophy of Stoicism shines. Today, we'll explore key Stoic principles and hear how they can serve as a compass during life's storms. From focusing on what you can control to practicing acceptance of what you cannot, Stoicism offers practical tools for building resilience and maintaining a sense of calm amidst chaos. We'll discuss how ancient thinkers like Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus approached hardship and how their teachings remain relevant to our modern lives. Grab your notebook, because we're about to learn how to transform obstacles into opportunities for growth. Remember, adversity may test us, but with a Stoic mindset, we can emerge stronger and more composed. Let's dive in. Introduction to adversity as an unavoidable part of life and the need for mental resilience. Adversity is an inevitable component of the human experience, arising in countless forms, from personal setbacks to broader societal challenges. While we cannot control the external circumstances that bring difficulty into our lives, we can manage our internal responses to them. This is where mental resilience becomes essential, a skill that allows us to face hardship with strength and clarity. By cultivating resilience, we learn to adapt, recover, and even thrive in the face of life's uncertainties, transforming what seems like an insurmountable obstacle into an opportunity for personal growth. Overview of Stoicism as a philosophy that equips individuals to face challenges with courage, wisdom, and composure. Stoicism, an ancient Greek philosophy, emphasizes the development of self-control and fortitude as a means to overcome destructive emotions. It teaches individuals to focus on what lies within their control while accepting external events with equanimity. This perspective enables a clear sense of purpose and the ability to remain calm even in tumultuous situations, fostering a balanced and mindful approach to life's challenges. Key principles of Stoicism: focus on what you can control. Direct your energy toward actions and thoughts within your power. Accept what you cannot change. Cultivate a mindset of acceptance toward external circumstances. Practice mindfulness and reflection, regular self-examination to align actions with values. Develop resilience, view challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. Quote to set the tone: you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Marcus Aurelius, understanding adversity. We will define what adversity means and provide examples of common challenges people face. Adversity refers to a state of hardship, difficulty, or misfortune that individuals encounter in various aspects of life. It often arises from unexpected events or circumstances and can take many forms, such as financial struggles, emotional turmoil, or physical challenges. Adversity tests one's resilience and ability to adapt, pushing individuals to confront and overcome obstacles in their path. Now we will discuss the role of perception and how Stoicism teaches us to control our reactions to external events. The role of perception in adversity. Perception plays a crucial role in how individuals experience and overcome adversity. It is not merely the external events themselves that dictate the level of hardship, but rather the way one interprets and reacts to these events. Stoicism, a philosophy rooted in the teachings of ancient thinkers like Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, emphasizes the importance of controlling one's perception. Stoics argue that while we may not be able to influence external circumstances, we have complete control over how we choose to view and respond to them. By reframing challenges as opportunities for growth or learning, Individuals can transform adversity into a stepping stone for personal development. This mental shift reduces unnecessary suffering and fosters a sense of inner peace, enabling a more composed and rational approach to life's challenges. The concept of dichotomy of control from Epictetus. Epictetus, a prominent Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of focusing on what is within our control while letting go of what is not. This foundational concept of the dichotomy of control forms the bedrock of his teachings. He argued that aspects such as our thoughts, beliefs, and actions are under our direct influence, whereas external events, opinions of others, and outcomes remain beyond our power. By understanding this distinction, individuals can liberate themselves from unnecessary worry and frustration, channeling their energy into cultivating virtues like wisdom, courage, and self-discipline. Such a perspective ultimately leads to a life of fulfillment and tranquility, unhindered by external chaos. Stoic quote for reflection: man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems. Epictetus. Key Stoic principles to build resilience. The dichotomy of control. What is within our control, our thoughts and actions, and what is not, external events and the opinions of others. Understanding the dichotomy of control allows individuals to focus their energy on what they can influence, rather than wasting it on factors beyond their reach. This mindset fosters clarity and emotional strength, enabling people to face challenges with a sense of calm and purpose. Focus on reframing challenges into opportunities. Examples of the dichotomy of control in action. Workplace challenges. Focus on completing tasks to the best of your ability rather than worrying about others' opinions or office politics. Traffic delays. Accept that you cannot control the traffic but can use the time to listen to an audiobook or podcast. Weather events. Plan accordingly for rain or snow, understanding you cannot change the weather itself. Relationships. Communicate openly and truthfully, but recognize you cannot control how others feel or respond. Exams or presentations. Prioritize preparation and effort while letting go of the outcome, as it is influenced by external factors. Amor fati, love of fate. Amor fati, a Latin phrase meaning love of fate, is a philosophical concept emphasizing the acceptance and even appreciation of all that happens in life, both good and bad. Rooted in Stoic philosophy, it encourages individuals to affirm life's events as necessary and meaningful rather than resisting or lamenting them. By adopting the mindset of amor fati, one can cultivate resilience, focusing on personal growth and the lessons within each experience instead of harboring regret or frustration. This approach fosters inner peace and a sense of harmony with the unfolding of life. The concept of amor fati is primarily attributed to the ancient Stoic philosophers, particularly Epictetus, Seneca, and Marcus Aurelius. They emphasize the importance of aligning oneself with the natural order of the universe and accepting events beyond one's control. However, the term amor fati itself was popularized by the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche expanded on the Stoic idea by not only advocating for acceptance, but also for actively loving and affirming life's challenges and hardships as integral parts of existence and personal growth. Encourage acceptance of life's difficulties as essential parts of the human experience. By practicing acceptance and focusing on what lies within our control, we cultivate resilience and inner peace. This mindset allows us to face life's inevitable challenges with grace, viewing setbacks as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles. Explore how setbacks can be transformed into learning moments. Learning patience and perseverance through career challenges or job loss. Gaining strength and empathy from personal hardships, such as illness or loss of a loved one. Developing problem-solving skills and adaptability when faced with unexpected financial difficulties. Building stronger relationships by resolving conflicts and overcoming misunderstandings. Growing self-confidence through overcoming fears or stepping outside of one's comfort zone. A blazing fire makes flame and brightness out of everything that is thrown into it. Marcus Aurelius. Practicing mindfulness through reflection. Introduction to journaling or daily reflection as a way to cultivate resilience and self-awareness. Journaling allows individuals to process their emotions, identify patterns in their thoughts, and gain clarity during challenging times. By setting aside a few moments each day to reflect, one can develop a deeper understanding of their personal growth and build the mental strength needed to face adversity with greater confidence. Practical prompts to help you start journaling or a daily reflection. Write about a recent challenge and how you overcame it. List three things you are grateful for today. Describe a moment that made you smile this week. Set one specific goal for tomorrow and how you plan to achieve it. Reflect on a lesson you've learned recently. Practical applications of Stoicism. Real-world examples of individuals who embodied Stoic principles during adversity. Historical figures. Nelson Mandela. During his 27 years of imprisonment, Mandela demonstrated immense resilience and self-discipline, embodying Stoic principles by maintaining his inner freedom and sense of purpose despite external hardships. Epictetus. Though born into slavery in ancient Rome, Epictetus transcended his circumstances through philosophical reflection, teaching that true freedom comes from controlling one's thoughts and actions. Admiral James Stockdale, a POW during the Vietnam War, Stockdale used Stoic philosophy, particularly the teachings of Epictetus, to endure years of brutality and isolation, leading by example for his fellow prisoners. Marcus Aurelius, as a Roman emperor facing constant war, political intrigue, and personal loss, Marcus Aurelius practiced and recorded his Stoic beliefs in his famous work, Meditations, focusing on maintaining virtue and equanimity. Viktor Frankl, as a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, Frankl drew on Stoic principles to find meaning and purpose in the midst of unimaginable suffering and loss. His book, Man's Search for Meaning, has become a cornerstone of existentialist thought. Actionable advice for incorporating Stoic practices into daily routines. Begin each day with a moment of reflection, considering what challenges you may face and how you can respond with virtue. Practice gratitude by acknowledging the positive aspects of your life, regardless of current difficulties. Focus on controlling your reactions, rather than external events, to maintain inner peace. Regularly evaluate your actions and thoughts to ensure they align with your values. Turn obstacles into opportunities by reframing difficulties as chances for growth and learning. End each day with self-examination, reflecting on what went well and what can be improved tomorrow. He suffers more than necessary, who suffers before it is necessary. Seneca. Closing in reflection. The key takeaways from the episode, emphasizing growth through adversity and the power of Stoicism to guide resilience. Adversity is an opportunity for growth, not a barrier to progress. Practicing awareness of your thoughts can help align actions with your values. Challenges can be reframed as opportunities to learn and evolve. Regular self-reflection is essential for continuous personal improvement. Stoicism teaches resilience through the acceptance of what cannot be controlled. Closing quote for inspiration, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Epictetus. Thank you for listening to the Timeless Tactics podcast. Please tune in to our next episode, The Power of Less, exploring the role of minimalism in achieving clarity, focus, and fulfillment. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast. We are on all the major platforms. Thanks, and have a great day.